Welcome to Storylark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called The Girl Who Dove to the Bottom of the Ocean. Are you ready? The Girl Who Dove to the Bottom of the Ocean. Marin pressed her nose against her bedroom window, gazing at the moonlit ocean beyond. The waves sparkled like scattered diamonds, and she wondered what secrets lay hidden beneath the surface.
"I wish I could see all the way to the bottom," she whispered to her stuffed seahorse, Bubbles.
Suddenly, a soft blue light began glowing in her closet. Marin tiptoed over and pushed aside her clothes. Behind them stood the most amazing submarine she'd ever seen. It was no bigger than her toy chest, painted bright yellow with a glass dome on top. A friendly voice called out, "All aboard the Deep Sea Explorer! I'm Captain Coral, your guide to the ocean's mysteries." The submarine's hatch popped open with a cheerful whoosh. Inside sat a woman with sea-green hair and twinkling eyes, wearing a captain's hat decorated with tiny starfish.
"Don't worry about the size," Captain Coral winked. "This sub has magical shrinking powers. Ready for the adventure of a lifetime?"
Marin's heart raced with excitement as she climbed inside.
"Hang on tight." Captain Coral pressed a glowing button, and the submarine began to shrink.
Marin watched in wonder as her bedroom grew enormous around them. Soon, they were small enough to slip through a crack in the window and soar toward the ocean like a tiny yellow bird. With a gentle splash, they entered the warm surface waters.
"Welcome to the Sunlight Zone," Captain Coral announced. "This is where the ocean's colors come alive." Brilliant coral reefs stretched below them like underwater gardens. Orange clownfish played hide-and-seek among the waving sea anemones, their stripes bright as traffic cones.
"Look how the fish breathe," Captain Coral pointed to a passing angelfish.
"See those slits behind their heads? Those are gills. Water flows over them, and the fish pulls out the oxygen they need, just like we breathe air with our lungs."
Marin watched fascinated as schools of yellow tangfish swirled around brain coral that looked like giant purple cauliflower. The sunlight danced through the water in shimmering ribbons of gold and blue. As they descended deeper, the water around them began to change from bright blue to a mysterious blue-green.
"We're entering the Twilight Zone," Captain Coral explained, adjusting some glowing dials.
"Here, only a little sunlight can reach, so creatures make their own light instead." Suddenly, the most beautiful sight appeared before them. Jellyfish pulsed through the water like living lanterns, their bell-shaped bodies glowing pink, purple, and electric blue.
"That's called bioluminescence," Captain Coral said. "These jellies create light with special chemicals in their bodies, like natural glow sticks."
Marin shivered as the water grew colder around their submarine. A group of lanternfish swam by, each one twinkling with rows of tiny lights along their sides, like underwater Christmas trees.
"Why do they glow?" Marin asked, watching the magical light show.
"Some use it to talk to each other, some to hunt for food, and some to scare away predators," Captain Coral replied.
"It's like having a secret code made of light."
The submarine's warm glow felt cozy as they continued their descent into the deep. The water turned as black as Marin's bedroom at night.
"Welcome to the Midnight Zone," Captain Coral whispered, turning on the submarine's powerful headlights.
"Most of the ocean is actually this dark and cold. It's like outer space, but filled with water instead of stars."
Strange and wonderful creatures appeared in their lights.
A deep-sea anglerfish swam by, with a glowing lure dangling from its head, like a fishing pole made of light.
Its mouth was full of sharp teeth. But Captain Coral explained,
"Don't worry. It only eats tiny fish and shrimp. That light on its head tricks them into swimming close enough to catch."
A giant squid's tentacle swept past their window, covered in suction cups as big as dinner plates.
"Wow,
Marin gasped.
How do fish survive down here where it's so dark and cold?
Captain Coral smiled.
They've adapted over millions of years. Some have huge eyes to catch any bit of light. Others have stretchy mouths to eat whatever they find. And many move very slowly to save energy.
The submarine creaked gently as the water pressure grew stronger around them.
Listen carefully, Captain Coral said, pointing to a gauge on the dashboard. Do you hear how our submarine sounds different now?
That's because we're so deep that the water pressure would squish a regular submarine like a tin can. But our magical sub keeps us safe and cozy.
The strangest creatures yet appeared in their lights.
A vampire squid turned itself inside out, showing spikes along its arms.
A gulper eel opened its mouth so wide it looked like a living sleeping bag.
These animals look scary, but they're really quite gentle, Captain Coral explained. They just evolved to look unusual because they live in such an unusual place.
Why is the ocean salty? Marin asked, remembering how it tasted when she accidentally swallowed some at the beach.
Great question, Captain Coral beamed. Rain washes tiny bits of salt from rocks on land into rivers, and rivers carry that salt to the ocean. Over millions and millions of years, all that salt added up. That's also why the ocean never gets too full. The sun evaporates the water, but leaves the salt behind.
A bioluminescent siphonophore drifted by like a string of living pearls.
We're almost to the bottom, Captain Coral announced as strange tube-like creatures appeared in the submarine's lights.
Those are tube worms, she explained. They live around underwater volcanoes called hydrothermal vents.
The hot water from inside the earth brings up special minerals that the worms eat.
Finally, the ocean floor came into view. It looked like a vast desert made of fine, soft mud that had been settling there for thousands of years.
Sea cucumbers crawled slowly across the bottom, like underwater sausages, cleaning up bits of food that had drifted down from above.
This is it. The deepest part of our ocean, Captain Coral said proudly.
We're deeper than Mount Everest is tall. She pressed another button and a mechanical arm extended from the submarine.
Would you like to touch the seafloor, Marin?
With trembling excitement, Marin guided the arm down. When it touched the ancient mud, she felt like she was shaking hands with the earth itself.
I'm the deepest I've ever been, she whispered in awe.
Small fish with transparent heads swam curiously around their submarine, welcoming them to the bottom of the world.
Time to head home, Captain Coral said gently, starting their slow journey upward. As they rose through the midnight zone, Marin saw all the glowing creatures again, but now they looked like old friends waving goodbye. The anglerfish bobbed its light, and a school of lanternfish twinkled like stars. In the twilight zone, the jellyfish performed their light dance once more, pulsing in pink and blue rhythms.
I'll never forget this, Marin said softly. The ocean is so much bigger and more amazing than I ever imagined.
The ocean connects everything, Captain Coral explained. It makes our weather, gives us oxygen to breathe, and is home to more creatures than we've ever discovered. Marin pressed her face to the dome, memorizing every colorful fish and swaying piece of coral. Soon, the surface sparkled above them like a mirror made of moonlight.
With a gentle splash, they surfaced under the starry night sky. The submarine grew larger and larger until it was back to its original size. Captain Coral guided them through Marin's bedroom window, where the magical vessel settled softly in the closet once more.
Thank you for the most wonderful adventure ever, Marin said, giving Captain Coral a big hug.
Will I see you again?
Captain Coral winked and handed her a small glowing shell.
Whenever you want to remember our journey, just hold this close and think about all the amazing creatures living in the deep blue sea.
As Captain Coral and the submarine faded away like a beautiful dream, Marin climbed into her bed. She held the magical shell tight and smiled, thinking about the clownfish playing in coral gardens, the jellyfish dancing with light, and the strange, wonderful creatures of the deep.
The ocean is full of friends I've never met, she whispered to Bubbles.
Outside her window, the real ocean waves sparkled in the moonlight.
But now Marin knew they held secrets more beautiful than any treasure. With the shell glowing softly in her hands, and dreams of underwater worlds filling her mind, she drifted off to the most peaceful sleep.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit Storylark.app or download Storylark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.